Hi, this is Max Moore on ComFest Radio. For those of you who have attended ComFest, ComFest.com is one of the world's most interesting film festivals about communities. And today we're going to talk about something that affects communities, and that is the hosting of a casino. When a community hosts a casino, what happens to the community, and does it either any benefit to hosting a casino? That's the topic of discussion for today. Now, I want to say I'm not an expert. I have been trying to get information from many sources about what happens when a community becomes a host for a casino. But information is hard to get, or let's say accurate information is hard to get, because casinos promise a lot, and it's not until 10 or 15 years later that you really understand the effects of a casino on a community. So I have done a little research on the internet and found some figures from other communities that have adopted casinos, and these are some of the stories of things that have happened to communities that have hosted casinos. But more specifically, I live in Toronto, and Toronto is right now considering whether or not it should have a casino. That is the reason for the research and the discussion. Okay, the first thing I want to say is the big problem with casinos is they make promises that can't be verified. One of the promises that they've made in Toronto, for Toronto, they say that a casino will offer employment. There will be something like 10,000 to 15,000 jobs. That sounds very good. When a casino promises to make 10,000 or 15,000 jobs, it's impressive, and the mayor is impressed, and he says, oh, well, that's good enough. That's a benefit. Let's have a casino. But if he looked a little farther, he would find that the 10,000 of the jobs which are created in a casino come from the loss of jobs in the rest of the community. What happens is when people spend their money at a casino, they stop spending money at other places. They stop going to restaurants. They stop going to bars and clubs and sports facilities and theater shows and art galleries and film festivals. And basically, when a casino lands in a city, it swipes money from the community. It takes so much money out of a community that 10,000 jobs are lost. These would be mainly serving jobs in restaurants and bars and clubs and art galleries and cultural festivals. Which lose the spending because the money is diverted to the casino. Now, when a casino takes that much money out of a community, this means that 10,000 jobs will be lost in the community, and the 10,000 jobs which are created in the casino are therefore not new jobs. They are replacement jobs or displacement jobs. When you look at casino employment this way, that casino employment largely takes jobs from a community, it's easy to see that a casino economics is parasite economics. A casino coming into a community is like a parasite on a host, which drains the host, drains the host of jobs and drains the host of money. So that first promise by casinos that 10 to 15,000 jobs will be created, This is largely a false promise. It's an empty promise, and in the end, the net gain in jobs is very minor, minimal, in fact, and it's quite possible that there will be no increase in jobs in the serving community if you look at the effect on the rest of the community. The other thing that casinos promise is that they will bring tourists. That's a large part of their pitch. They'll say, oh, well, we will increase the number of visitors to your city. This is not borne out in the statistics in a lot of casino experiences. What happens is that two-thirds of the money spent at the casino does come from the local economy. One-third or less comes from new business or new people coming into the community. This is not a great increase in tourism. This is, again, the casino economy is largely financed by spending from the local community. And money that is spent in the casino by the community is lost to the rest of the community. There are other social considerations as well when a casino lands in a city. There are personal financial problems for the people who do frequent the casino. There are physical and mental health problems. There are gambling addictions. It's estimated that more than 2% of gamblers become problem gamblers. Now, that's serious problem gamblers. And 4 to 10% have minor gambling problems. The gambling addictions and gambling problems lead to personal and financial difficulties. For example, borrowing money from relatives and friends. Gamblers are notorious for borrowing money from family and friends. When they don't get the money, there's sometimes family violence, family breakdown, child neglect, divorce, and personal bankruptcy. For every problem gambler, it's estimated that there are 3 to 4 other people who are negatively impacted. So, one gambler, 3 or 4 other people who are hurt by the problem gambling, and this amounts to a total social cost in a state or a province of approximately $200 million, which are caused by problem gambling. Problem gambling, in other words, causes up to $200 million per year in a state or a province. Now, when we look at the cost of servicing a casino, this is another cost which is added into the cost-benefit analysis of a casino. A casino says it will spend $2 to $3 billion for construction. That's over 2 or 3 years. Most of this money goes to construction companies and unions. This is why some unions do support the building of casinos, because they see construction going on for 2 or 3 years. The problem is that amount of money which is invested in building the casino is offset by the amount of money that the city, the community, and the province or the state have to pay to build infrastructure and supporting services for the casino. For example, it would cost $1 to $2 billion to build roads and streets to service the casino. There is another $50 to $100 million is estimated on what the city would have to pay in infrastructure costs, and that is building new water distribution systems and utilities, electricity, hydro, transit, and so on to service the casino. These costs are not part of the sales pitch with which the casino is presenting to the city, but they are real costs, and they would offset any costs, any benefits the casino says they are providing. There are community problems which linger when a casino is instituted. There has been an estimate in the United States that 10 to 12% of crime in a casino city is due to the casino. Crime increases in casino environments because the amounts of money involved and the financial problems it causes lead to loan sharking and money laundering, more guns, and more violence. All told, the cost-benefit analysis of casinos is that they take more than they give. The effect on local business is devastating. When casinos moved into Atlantic City, 40% of local restaurants closed. This was dramatic and drastic, and maybe a high figure because Atlantic City was having financial problems. But in other cities as well, a casino can close 20% of local food establishments and local clubs. The reason, again, is because the casino takes money out of the local community, so there is a huge drop in income for local restaurants and clubs and arts facilities. Local revenues for arts and culture and sports and recreation decline drastically, and in the case of Toronto, it's estimated that 10,000 local jobs will be lost to the casino. All told, it looks like casino economics are parasite economics. A casino takes more from the community than it gives, and the only people who really benefit from the institution of a casino in the city are the casino owners and the casino managers, of whom there are very few. So when casinos come to your city and they say that they promise benefits, Think of it this way, that the casino is going to benefit people who are already in the 1%. A casino is a 1% solution for the 1% of the world who is already rich. For the rest of us, it is a disaster and will cause economic problems where we live. So it sounds like I don't like casinos very much, and that's true. I've never had much experience with casinos. I know from a personal basis I've walked through casinos, and the people there look like the most depressed people in the world. It's not the kind of environment that I enjoy. I'm more of an arts person and an entertainment person, and when I go into arts facilities and entertainment facilities, I see a lot of happy people. They're happy to be there, and they walk away with something that they can take home with them. Casinos don't offer that luxury. There are very few winners and mostly losers. In fact, when you walk through a casino, what you will see is losers. And if a casino comes to your city again, your city will be a loser. That is my estimation of what will happen if a casino comes to your community. It's a bad deal for most of us, and I would recommend that you don't listen to the promises given by the casino operators if you want your community to thrive and survive into the future. Thank you very much.